Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Natasha?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jerry. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
You said you're calling from where?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys.
Okay.
Now,
like,
does
this is
anyone...
like a survey?
Yeah, exactly. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American, black.
I know it's still a long wait up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
51.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous election, less important, or about the same?
It's very important.
Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm sorry, ask that question again.
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Creating more jobs and raising wage, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving students debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protection abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and reducing crime.
Lowering the cost of goods.
Okay. And another issue that you think that is the member of Congress needs to focus on?
I'm sorry, was that a question?
No worries. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay, next one, Tim Scott.
No opinion. Never heard of him.
Republicans in Congress.
Republicans? 30.
Thank you. Next one. Democrats in Congress.
Fifty.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
50.
Cornel West.
50.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
60.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, please say so.
Biden.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden has and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
That would be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Him forgiving people that had long-term student loans.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, nothing at all.
I've heard him being guilty in the media.
And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less. Less favorable.
And that will be much more less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Much more less.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Him being found guilty for 30-something, including rape, tax evasion, his 30-something convictions, and he still got 50 more to go.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, I'd like you to read what some other have say they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Hold the rise and cost.
Okay.
In the community. Mm-hmm.
Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The first one, securing our borders.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Next one. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden.
And that will be somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Next one. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I don't know if either one of them do that. I don't know.
Okay. Next one. Protecting and strengthening the Social Security and Medicare.
I haven't heard either one of them do that.
Okay. Next one. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Well, it's steady rising, so I don't know if either one of them has done that.
And what do you think that will be better dealing with that issue?
Maybe tax.
Okay, and that will be somewhat better, much better.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What does that mean? You mean like racism?
Well, yeah, the statement here or the issue says the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. That's all I got here. Okay, I'm sorry. And that will be much better or somewhat better?
No. Not, oh, okay, you mean better. Okay, it'd be Biden and it'd be somewhat better.
Okay. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
I'm sorry, say that again. More likely to support him or what?
Yeah, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Okay. And is that very fair or somewhat fair for you?
Very fair.
Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree because that's a racist statement in itself. Like, it's almost as if African Americans are prone to jail or I don't have a record, so I can't relate. So I think that's very racist and I don't agree.
I understand. Now, how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often, but I somewhat rely on the news. I watch the news every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, TikTok, or other?
YouTube.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gear a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have some graduates.
Okay. Thank you. Now, graduate, are you married, married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
18 and older, but I have two.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I say moderate, maybe.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Well, what was that question again?
Yes. How often do you attend church or religious services?
Attend church? What does that mean?
Church.
What do you mean?
Yes. How often do you How often do you attend church or religious services?
Oh, attend church. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Attend church. Yes. I don't necessarily attend church. Like since COVID, I watch it on the TV. Now, I did start one, but then my pastor left and went somewhere else. So I just kind of watch it on the TV, maybe two times a month or whatever.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
That just half and half at this point.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, I'm in the country, so I don't know if that's considered rural or not, but it's in the country, so.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
All right. Too. Bye-bye.